from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The White House is now saying that certain conditions must be met in agreeing to face-to-face talks between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the U.S. is operating from a position of strength.
Look, what we know is that the maximum pressure campaign has clearly been effective. We know that it has put a tremendous amount of pressure on North Korea.
Some, however, are not quite convinced, although hopeful. Bill Richardson, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. under Bill Clinton, offers his reasons for apprehension.
Well, one, that he won't be prepared. Two, that we don't have a strategy, that we don't have a sound messaging of our foreign policy leadership, that the State Department and Defense Department sometimes speak in different messages. So there has to be a coherent team that prepares the president for this summit that is only 2 months away.
The White House is insisting that Trump's surprise acceptance to meet with Kim in May resulted from months of preparation that involved relevant U.S. government agencies. The top United Nations human rights official called for the U.N. General Assembly to refer alleged atrocities committed against the Muslim Rohingya minority in Myanmar to be referred to the International Criminal Court for prosecution on suspicion of acts of genocide.
What I have said is that it wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me in the least if a court were to make that finding in the future.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayd Raad al-Hussein, also urged Myanmar's government to allow monitors into northern Rakhine State in order to investigate those suspected acts of genocide. This is VOA News.